Monday, March 11, 2024. This is The Better Life. I'm your host, Timothy Lawson. Living a better life means playing kiosk games. We all know them, right? We all know them. Your casino's got that kiosk where you swipe your Players Club card and you play a little kiosk game. Maybe get some free play. Maybe get some drawing entries. Whenever you play the kiosk game that has you like choose something, right? So the latest kiosk game currently going on at MGM National Harbor is like a crack the vault type thing, right? Like I don't even know the theme of it. Someone's probably gonna laugh if I got that way off, but you know it's like chase the cash, but it's like CACHE or something like that, and like you open like the kiosk games have you choose briefcases and vaults and stuff like that, and if you've ever played games like this, like you'll choose one, and if the current promotion is in like a bigger like month long promotion, usually like with some sort of like big giveaway at the end for like a car or like a lot of free play. You'll either get free play or you'll get drawing entries, right? And it's always disappointing to get the drawing entries, right? When you're playing those games, like 35 drawing entries. Oh, what I want, give me my $10 in free play and let me go home. But that's I've been playing that occasionally. And when I'm at MGM National Harbor, I've had the time and space to do that a little bit. And what's great about these kiosk promotions? What's great about these sort of longer, like month-long, promotions that casinos have, is if you're someone who's into, AP slots, or someone who's just into break-even slots, not that you can, know exactly where you're on break-even, but, when I think of advantage slots, when I think of advantage play on slots, I think of someone who is solely chasing the monetary value that they're hoping to get out of the play itself, right? Out of the, okay, here's a game, I'm passing the slot machine, okay, that's in a positive state, I'm going to sit down and play, and I'm going to expect to get some money from this. Break-even slots, an imperfect way of calling it, but, I will probably sit down and play a game that is not as juicy as a true AP would want, but I'm okay with the coin in. I'm okay with with the offers it's going to generate, knowing that that's going to come back to me in good favor. And so these month-long promotions at your casino are a really great time to try that out, right? So if you're interested in advantage play on slots, or what I call break even slots, this is a good time to do it, because typically every day you play, you get the opportunity to play some kiosk game where you get some sort of kickback or whatever. And so you can go in, on whatever your normal routine is on going in, or if you get more time. And, you can wander around, and you can, if you've read Gambling 102, Michael Shackelford actually discusses a number of games in there that are set up for advantage play slots. And you can, play knowing that at the very least, you're getting some coin in for offers. You're getting some coin in for tier status. And then you're also getting coin in to qualify for whatever the kiosk game is. And at MGM National Harbor, it's not an insignificant amount of coin in to get to qualify for these kiosk games. And so, I've been what I just play recently. I played some Prosperity Pearl. I played some Hex Breaker, and I played some Little Piggies. Little Piggies is one I enjoy. When you get into this stuff, there's the games that you just know have a play on them. Buffalo Ascension is the perfect example for this for me, where there's a play, you don't really enjoy the game, but you're just like, whatever, I'll sit down and play this because I know that there's something here. Little Piggies, and this goes back to Buffalo Diamond as well, when that was sort of my primary game of choice. Like, I actually enjoy the game a bit, right? The gameplay actually amuses me. And so that's always fun. But yeah, that's been my casino experience as of late. I probably should have plugged in what my return on free play and stuff like that was for this past trip, because it's been over just 100% for the year. But the problem is, and I don't know if this is the case at all MGM properties now or what, or if this was supposed to, if I don't know if National Harbor is ahead or behind the curve on this for MGM properties, and I know you'll tell me. So I sat down to redeem my slot play, so it's my slot dollars. So if anybody's familiar with MGM rewards, you have your MGM rewards, right, which is your, like, pretty much your cash comps, right? So whatever you're gaining there, you can put towards food and beverage or wherever you can, you know, essentially do the cash comp deal. And then you have slot dollars, which is, you know, you can pretty much convert that into free play, right? So, you know, you got $20 in slot dollars. You sit at a machine, you put in your card, you enter in your code, whatever, and you convert the slot dollars into free play right there at the machine. Well, up until just this past weekend, I used to convert all of my slot dollars and use all of my free play at Video Poker. Well, I sat down and I put in it wouldn't let me. It would not let me convert my slot dollars. Now, I don't know if there was something wrong with the machine, and I tried multiple machines, and it just wasn't working. And in fact, it wouldn't show me the full amount that I knew was in my slot dollars. It actually kind of seemed like it might have been showing me a previous number, which, you know, maybe like that, as in, you know, the Video Poker machine doesn't even recognize new slot dollars. I don't know. Yeah, that gave me some worry, because I prefer to use all of my free play at Video Poker. That's where I enjoy playing. That's where I enjoy playing my Video Poker. Couldn't do it. So when I sat down to play one of the slot machines, I just played it there. And for tracking purposes, right, I played through my slot play, made a note to what the return was, and then proceeded to continue playing. But yeah, I'm curious to know if this was just, maybe this was a mistake, or if MGM National Harbor is behind or ahead on MGM, as a whole, not wanting or not letting you use your slot dollars. Now, I will admit, I did not try converting normal free play, right? So, you know, your account recognizes two different, wallets, essentially. One, straight up free play you might get from an offer or from a kiosk game of some sort, and then your slot dollars, which is gained through play. You know, I didn't check to see if the free play was picking up or allowing me to use it there, but man, I mean, MGM as a whole, I should say, not just National Harbor, MGM as a whole, man, they could not be. I mean, this is the casino industry overall, but I feel like MGM especially are doing everything they can to let you know they don't care if you play video poker, right? Like that. But and by they don't care as in, like, they're not interested in knowing that you do. They don't really care to give you anything for it. If you play video poker, you're not a player they're really all that interested in, with the decisions that they've made and the way that they've really scaled back, you know, tier credits that you get from it, etc. But the one thing that, I had a decent outing this, you know, the past couple days went out, or you know, the last couple days that I was there, and I am now back to, what is this, Pearl. I'm back to Pearl. I technically already was Pearl, because I'm a veteran, and their veteran program, like most, allows you to be, you're automatically the second tier. But you still have to, you still get reset credit wise, right? Tier credit. So at the beginning of the year, I lost platinum. I held Pearl because of my veteran status, but then my tier points got zeroed out. And I just got over that threshold. My goal is to try to get to gold. I mean, even though platinum is where, like, you know, you get the parking lot that I prefer, you know, the easy access, stuff like that. Gold is sort of where the other benefits that I kind of care about sit, and, you know, so my goal is to at least get Pearl. I'm sorry, gold before the end of the year. It's still early in the morning. I'm just starting out my day, hoping to record this and get it out the door before, before I have to go out the door. Okay, I went on Discord. I went on the Better Life Discord channel, and I was like, hey, I'm going to record a solo episode. What are some topics I should consider? Jack asks, where are you looking to gamble in 2024 with the purpose of generating future offers? Fantastic question, Jack, because that's something that I have been thinking about as these trips start to materialize, is how do I want to focus my play? It actually matters more so now than it really ever has in my time, because my casino trips are so infrequent, and because there's really only one sort of ecosystem, if you will, that I'm really active in routinely, which is MGM, because it's just down the road. I have to be deliberate on these trips to make sure that the next time I come, that there's a decent offer there. So the answer to your question is, I'm definitely focusing play at IP in Biloxi. The offers are good. I just got my May offer in the mail from them. It's as consistent as it was for my summer offer last year, right, coming off of Biloxi. So the heavy play there is still getting me a good offer, so that's good. We're looking at like 375 in free play, about 100 and maybe a little 100 more than 100 in dining credits, and of course got a comped room the whole time. So focusing my play at IP, or at least making sure that I'm putting in significant play, so that way, you know, when Biloxi 2025 trip comes around, I have my rooms taken care of. Hopefully I have some free play. Hopefully I can eat a little bit. That's that plan. I am hopeful. I believe I can make it to Black Hawk this year. That's going to be in June. I don't know yet where I'm staying. I think I'm going to stay at Monarch, but I haven't booked anything yet. But my intent there is going to be, regardless of where I stay, you know, as we wander around the different casinos, when I find one that I like, I'm going to try to put in some play there, hoping to generate an offer that lasts me until that can carry till the next year, right? That gets me some offers the next year. And then in Las Vegas, it's kind of a matter of, you know, what are the places that I know, really they give back for action. Sahara, the Stevens properties, those are, and then, you know, MGM does a pretty good job, I think, though, if you're an active player, giving you the resort credit, giving you the free play that's sort of bundled into your stay. I don't know if in Vegas I'll focus play, but definitely, you know, when I decide I'm going to play, trying to go into these properties that I know are going to give me something back, or a decent amount back, and that I know are going to really hold that offer for a while, right? So, like, I haven't been to Vegas since Bet Bash in August, and, you know, it's March, and I'm still seeing the same type of offers that I did off of my play there at Circa, you know, at the Stevens properties, which is good. That's what I want, since I definitely have hit a point where I'm only going to go to each of these locations probably once a year, instead of, you know, doing Vegas 3-4 times a year like that's happened before. So, that is how I'm targeting my play. Next question from Jimmy. What do you value most when it comes to comps, rooms, free play, food and beverage? Would you sacrifice free play or food and beverage for a nicer property? That's a big philosophical question I think a lot of us try to answer internally, and I know this conversation has been had with several other podcasts, stuff like that. I mean, it's room first and foremost, because, you know, on the bare bones logistics of getting of a gambling trip, you know, airfare and then a room, right? And then food and beverage come after that. So food and beverage probably, you know, is a tick above, but food and beverage and free play is kind of like 2A and 2B, because, you know, if the free play offer is enough, right, that can, you know, the return on that could be enough to pay for food as well, right, depending on what your gambling budget is, stuff like that. But, you know, the free play and F&B are just, you know, they're, it's just money that they're telling you specifically where and how you can use it in their property. You know, if you're getting, you know, $75 in food and beverage is nice, but if I'm getting $150 in free play instead, yeah, I mean, I'll just take that, and hopefully the return is, you know, $100, $125, and that can also pay for food, right? So, but if I, you know, room first and foremost, and then F&B by a tick, just because, like, that's the, you know, if you go for broke, at least you're, at least you're getting fed, right? So, that can matter as well. Would I sacrifice free play or food and beverage for a nicer property? Not a slightly nicer property, maybe for a much nicer property, right? Like if I was, you know, would I sacrifice, everything I get from Sahara to just get a room at the Wynn? Maybe. Right, like maybe in that case, but I wouldn't sacrifice everything I get from IP to stay at Bow, right? And I think that's probably a good example there. I wouldn't sacrifice the offers that maybe I get somewhere on the boardwalk to go stay at Borgata. So, you know, I guess there would have to be a large chasm between where I'm getting my bundle of comps and where I could potentially get a nicer, you know. You know, like, hey, if you focus this kind of play at Wynn, you're not going to get, you know, free play in F&B, but you might get a room. Yeah, maybe, you know, like I might think about that. But I do, you know, as you know, I'm less picky on the type of room that I get. I'm less picky on, you know, sort of the quality, if you will, the fanciness of a property. And I'm really into getting the most that I can out of my trip, having my needs taken care of while I enjoy my time with my friends or at the table. So, but yeah, I mean, that's the big question, right? You know, what exactly do you want back from the casino? And then how do you play in a way that's going to get that? Last question. This is from Zach. Do you think your local casino action would change if you played at a property whose comps didn't travel nationwide? Yes, I do, especially now. You know, having MGM sort of as a property that I can, or the ecosystem that I can use when I'm in Vegas and such. You know what? Actually, let me flip that. I actually may be more interested now in the local, since that's, you know, so having the MGM ecosystem, you know, over time has been really good, because, you know, I've always been able to pull up MGM rewards and been like, all right, okay, well, I only have offers at Luxor, but, you know, screw it, I'm going to Vegas, let's go. Or, hey, this time, you know, I can get a room at Bellagio or Aria. But no, now that I think about it, yeah, I think I would do the local more often, or I would still do the local at the rate in which I'm doing it now, because it's less often. And, you know, going to Vegas now, you know, if I didn't have a built-in, you know, players club that I was already active in, I would just make sure, in the same way that I, you know, like I mentioned with IP and Biloxi, that I would just be getting enough action into to get that offer coming back for the following year. So that's a good question. These are all great questions. Okay, that's all I got here. Biloxi updates. One, we are golfing somewhere different than we thought we were gonna golf. I think we're golfing at a place called the Oaks. We were originally gonna be golfing at Grand Bear, I think. I mean, forgive me, I'm not the golfer here, I just tag along because it's fun. Anyways, it sounded like the couple of golf courses that we were looking at were, when it came time to book tee times, were they had like private events or whatever, something going on, so they weren't available. But we did find, we did get tee times at a place called The Oak. So if you're golfing with us, that is taken care of. If you're not golfing with us and are interested, I don't know what that situation looks like yet, but you should contact Mississippi Rob. He's at Mississippi Rob 4 on X, formerly Twitter. And then we don't have, I know we've talked about Thursday and Friday events thoroughly. Mississippi Rob and I have not had that final discussion about Saturday, but we should have that this week. Mississippi Rob, I know you're waiting on me. I know, like, it's a me problem, not an anybody else problem. But let's do that so the next time I get on the mic, we can tell the world. And then we'll probably get Thomas on here to talk about Black Hawk and his inspiration on getting that group together, or getting the meetup going, and what if anybody's interested, what they need to know about the locale. That's all I got. That's all I'm going to say here. I need a shower and go to work, so I'm going to hit publish on this. Thank you, everybody, for listening. On behalf of myself and my cup of coffee here, I'm Timothy Lawson. Good night and good luck.